The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. On Nursing Notes Live this month, we will chat with home health nurses. In this episode of the Nursing Notes Live podcast, I had a discussion with Elaine D. Stevens, Executive Vice President of the National Association for Home Care and Hospice and former chair of the Home Healthcare Nurses Association. Also joining us during the home health nursing panel discussion is Barbara Burgess, Chief Executive Officer of Pathways Home Health, Hospice, and Private Duty, and a board member of the Visiting Nurses Association of America. Here's that discussion. Hi, Barbara and Elaine. It's great to have you both here on Nursing Notes Live and joining us on the show. We're talking about home health care nursing this month, and that's an exciting topic with all the things going on with changes to health care and trying to keep people healthier at home. And before we get started with the meat of our discussion today, I thought I would ask each of you my traditional first question, and I guess we'll start with you first, Barbara. Go ahead and let us know a little bit about why you wanted to become a nurse. What was it that drew you to this nursing profession?
Well, I wanted to become a nurse early on. I can remember in my late teens, and it's really interesting. I don't think I knew anyone personally that was a nurse, but I started out volunteering as a young teenager in a hospital, as some of you may remember, as a candy striper. And that gave me a feeling for that helping profession, and we were allowed to go up onto the units and do certain things with the nurses, and I was just very excited about it and thought it was something I was drawn to, and so my desire started really quite early.
I can't believe this, but this is Elaine Stevens, but I also started as a candy striper, as a volunteer in a hospital, and at that time, they did let us go up on the floors and actually do some really meaningful work with the patients, and it was so exciting, and so the idea that I could do this and impact directly and positively on the lives of others and combine not just delivering care but teaching. That was a really important thing to me. But teaching people, that was very exciting. So I was very excited about nursing and going into nursing and very clear this is what I wanted to do from the outset.
Elaine, why don't you continue and tell us a little bit about your path in nursing, your educational path and your career path that brought you into the specialty of home health care.
Well, my nursing degree comes from Boston College, and they provided me an outstanding base in nursing education. They divided nursing education into primary, secondary, and tertiary intervention, and then all the specialties within that. But they also included courses in leadership, change leadership, ethics, communication, values. And I believe that made a huge difference in terms of my nursing education and then the excitement that I had about going into nursing. I then went on to work full-time, and while I was working, I didn't work very long in a hospital before I wanted to go into community health and into and work for a VNA. And while doing that, I attended BU Medical School, and my concentration there was health systems and their school of public health, and that included courses in legal, social, and economic issues and issues that impact the health system. So I had both things, I thought, in my toolbox, the clinical things and the clinical experience, and also a lot of information and help on in learning leadership and change theory. And so from there, I was a staff nurse, a nurse educator, and a nurse manager in a home care. Then I went on to be the director of planning as I graduated from graduate school for a very large home care, and then became a president and CEO for over 23 years of a large home care attached to a multi-hospital system. And find myself here at the National Association for Home Care and Hospice, where I've been involved for all of my career in home health, being able to bring it all together and help other home care providers and especially nurses in their love of home care and hospice.
Barbara, how about you?
Well, it's interesting. You know, beyond the candy striper years, as I got a little bit older, I kind of fell in love with the idea of the Peace Corps, for those of you that remember when that was during President Kennedy's time, and there was so much about the Peace Corps, and it was at that time such a positive ambition. So I remember getting writing for their literature and looking through it and finding out, and I was very disappointed at this because I wanted to go right then. So I was, you know, just getting out of high school. I wanted to go right then, finding out that no, they don't really need 18-year-olds with no skills in the Peace Corps. And so I began to see what kinds of occupations they were looking for, what kinds of skill sets, and I saw nursing. So that was my second draw towards nursing. It just seemed to fit. Because I was just so anxious to get going, I actually chose to go into an associate degree program, which is where I started out, and in a 2-year program, because I thought I can get these skills in a couple years and be on my way to the Peace Corps, to some wonderful country, to and very idealistic, as you can imagine. But as time went on, I began to understand more about having nursing as a career and got a lot of good mentorship. The Peace Corps sort of went to the background, and I went on after that degree to get my bachelor's degree in nursing, which was, you know, a wonderful step forward. And then very quickly after, and working during this time in acute cares, and then went on to get my master's at UCSF in San Francisco in community health and in administration. So I kept that community health focus while I did that. So, you know, I had worked in acute care for about 10 years before and got some great experience, which I think is really good for new graduates to start out within a acute care setting, because there's so much mentorship and support available. But I was very anxious to get out into the community for a lot of reasons. And one of them was the autonomy of the practice. The 10 years in acute care was wonderful, wouldn't trade it for anything. Great preparation. But I very much wanted to work more autonomously and in the community, and home health was perfect. And home health also began, as the years went by, to include hospice and some other kinds of programs, but they were all in the community. So that was sort of my trajectory. And in home health, of course, I was a home health nurse and a hospice nurse, and eventually, a manager. Until now, I'm the CEO of Pathways Home Health and Hospice, which is a large community-based hospice in the San Francisco Bay Area in Northern California.
Excellent. You know, it's interesting when you think about home health care, and I actually began my medical health care career as a paramedic and an EMT before that. I was very actively working a lot of times with nurses in the home health care arena, with patients that were receiving care at home and needed to be transported to the hospital or just be seen by someone. And, I see that so much has changed recently with so much of the focus on reform and change. It seems to me that there's a lot of refocusing on the importance of home health care. Barbara, what are your thoughts about that?
Absolutely. I think that this focus on, we've been saying for years, those of us in the community have been saying for years that in some sense this is where it's at. In other words, that's where you meet the patient and their families where they live all year round. So if you know if a patient has the unfortunate is unfortunately in the hospital for a few days in a year, they get very good care. But for the 350 some days that they're at home, if you can intervene at their place where they live and where the environment is impacting them, and if you can see that and assess that, and hopefully influence the patient and the families towards some different kinds of interventions. It's just very powerful. So I think we've been saying we in the community have known just instinctively, especially if you've worked in different settings like acute care, and then you go and work in the community, and you're looking at the world through very different optics. You're looking at patients and families through very different optics. And it's very powerful, and the impact you can have on families when you meet them where they are, that is in their home, is powerful for a nurse. I mean, it's an experience I wouldn't want any nurse to miss. I think that it's every year that goes by, especially since the Affordable Care Act went into effect a few years ago, that is becoming more and more the truth. It's kind of funny. In a way, we feel we've been discovered. Now, we've been around for 100 years or more working in visiting nurse associations in the community. But in a kind of a funny way, we feel after the Affordable Care Act was passed that we've been, quote unquote, discovered. I find that personally here that all of a sudden the relationships that were transactional, what I mean by that is you would get a referral from a doctor or a hospital, and I call that transactional, and that's how we functioned for a long time, and we were appreciated, but it was at a transactional level. That has really transitioned to a strategic level. I'm now very involved in the health systems around us, be it Stanford or some of the other community hospitals in this particular area. I'm now very involved with them strategically. So it's gone from sort of a tactical perspective to a strategic level. So we've been discovered, which is wonderful. Who it's wonderful for really is the patient, because they're going to end up reaping the benefits of the attention everybody in healthcare now is giving the patient, you know, in the patient-centric, in a very patient-centric way.
And we're getting out of our have been discovered, that's for sure. And
yeah,
that's so exciting, Barbara, that you would say that. And the other thing that we've been discovered for is our ability to keep people home and our ability to get them home quicker and keep them home. And this whole need for the healthcare system to avoid institutionalization and hospitalization has really opened up the window for us to step through and make a difference. And I'm sure Barbara will agree that this new focus on chronic disease management, we've always been focused on chronic disease management, but now it's being taken very seriously, what we can do, and it's actually been formalized. The ability for us to impact care transitions as home cares and as home care nurses is being taken seriously and formalized, and we're working very hard and being very successful at that. We were always patient navigators in home care. We helped patients and families to figure out where to go and what to do and how to do it. And that's being taken seriously now, and that role, again, is being formalized. And our role in accordance with medical homes, that's being formalized too. I mean, patients are going home from orthopedic surgeries the same day. And who's there? The home care nurse and the therapist and all together the team. These were things that we said we could do, and in some cases we were doing, but now they're being taken seriously. And as Barbara said, it's because of the Accountable Care Act, for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, the healthcare system, over has always been siloed, and it's becoming much, much less so. It's a really exciting time to be a nurse, and it's a really exciting time for people to get into nursing. The healthcare system has been siloed. You had all of your different sites of care, and they all did a good job and wanted to do the best for the patient, but it was very siloed. And so, for instance, you had your hospital or even your home health agency or your hospice or your clinic, and you would take the best care you could of patients and felt good about it, and the patients would feel good about your particular care. But the patient was very much at times could be lost in that system as they went from one side of care to the other. So though the system, the healthcare system, had all the parts, say, that are needed, and each part might function very well, the patient could easily get lost in that as they tried by themselves to transition from one to the other. So now, the exciting thing now is that we've been charged, especially home health, we've been charged with carrying out that transition formally, and we're getting credit for it. As was said, we've done it for years, but now there's really a focus on transitioning patients from setting to setting, transitioning handoffs, and nursing is the central in that. You know, all of the other disciplines have extremely important roles, but nursing, as you'll see, is front and center in being responsible for those transitions for the patients. So, and it's just really a very exciting time.
It certainly is. And it seems to me like it's a return to the basics because, you know, for hundreds of years, people came to nurses, maybe thousands of years, people came to the nurses in their community and asked for assistance. And it seems like we're going back, going back to the basics of the nurse and the patient really being the center, central hub of that initial communication and that ongoing communication to bring them all the care pieces together to break up those silos.
Absolutely. The role of nurses has always been to be the person that works between the social worker, the physician, the other members of the care team, the paramedic, to help to make sure that all of the outcomes, what happens to this patient, is understood by the patient and communicated between the various people so that the right things can happen. And that is definitely not only true today, but it's the goal of the home care nurse in many cases is to accomplish that objective as we've been talking about care transitions. So nurses, home care nurses today have to make sure that they have great communication skills, that they can comfortably talk with patients and families as well as members of the team. And that team of people is growing because we're finding that in order to keep people at home, it takes more than just the basics. It takes a lot of social interventions to keep them comfortably at home. I think that it's very important for home care nurses going into home care today to know that the great communication skills are the basis for the practice that they're about to enter.
You know, it's interesting you go that direction because my next question is, what does it take to be a good home care nurse? And Elaine, I'll ask you that first.
Well, I talked about communication skills with people, and that's certainly one thing. Courage. When you're a home care nurse or a hospice nurse, yes, Barbara, isn't it true? You never know what you're going to walk into. You just never know. So you have to be of the personality that is comfortable with not knowing exactly what you're going to greet every day. Now, you don't in a hospital, but it's very different when you're walking into people's home. It's their territory, and you don't know. But that's also what makes it exciting. You have to be able to work independently, but at the same time, know how to utilize the team that's available to you wisely. So there are people at you have your cell phone, you have your equipment, you have access to people who can help you right there in the home, but it's different because you're there independently first, making decisions, looking at things, assessing, and then coming up with a plan of care to recommend with the physician and the family. So you have to be comfortable with working independently. I think you also have to have comfort with technology to be a great home care nurse today, because we are using so much of it, from the EMR that we use, medical records, to telehealth, to complex wound care. We do a lot of complex wound care in the home, and there are all sorts of new technologies which can enable us to do that more effectively and efficiently. So you have to be comfortable that there's this technology available, and that you will be able to and comfortable with helping your patient use it and using it yourself. And then we get into some of these newer things like wearable technology. But in any case, those are things that I think that are important: good communication skills, courage, working independently, and a comfort with technology, and most importantly, that you are compassionate.
I would, yes, you've just said everything that I was thinking. Caring, I think the nurses begin to realize that when they walk into the door, that family and that patient are very vulnerable. They're afraid, they have fear, they're very vulnerable in many ways. And when you walk into that door, they can feel the caring that you bring in with you, and that's what they need. Yes, they need the technical excellence, absolutely, but they also need a caring spirit that walks in that door, that takes an extra few minutes to put their arm around someone's shoulder. Believe me, that makes all the difference in the world. I think also, the only things I would add is, in today's world, with the metrics that we have, so I'm thinking of new nurses coming in and what they ought to be thinking about. Thankfully, we've got a lot of ability to measure. So nurses will want to be measured on their quality, and we have outcomes, patient outcomes. We have ways of doing that now, as well as, and just as important, patient experience and efficiency. So as a nurse working day to day, there are metrics that can help you to see how you're doing on how's your patients feeling about you, how do your patients measure the experience that you provided for them. And or if you're a case manager, what's the experience that your team provided to the patient? What were the quality outcomes? And were you efficient? All of those things are going to come into play. And they've always been in play, but now we can measure them. And the other thing I would say for a new nurse coming in is look for people that do well in those areas. For mentors. You may have your official mentor when you come in, and that person will be very helpful for you. But keep your eyes open for those around you, those nurses around you that seem to just do very well in the basics, seem to be caring people, seem to do very well with patient experience, metrics, and quality and efficiency. And sort of hang around with them if you can, because that, especially in your first year or two,
and they're so welcoming. Nurses in home care, it's been my experience that they're so welcoming, to want to welcome that new nurse and make her feel or him feel comfortable, and do everything they can to let them know that they'll be supportive if they call or if they want to make a joint visit. Home care nurses, my experience has been in hospice nurses, welcoming new nurses and wanting to do everything they can to involve them. And I think engaging, too, in their national associations, the nurses' associations, is so important, so that they can feel the comfort and feel the knowledge and experience of other nurses who have been there, and also to advocate for the things that nurses need from our Congress. That's so important for nurses, new nurses in home care, to engage so that they can learn how they can become a part of that, so that they can direct and steer their future instead of having it done for them.
I think that's a great way to put that, and it's important for us all as nurses to be very active in our outlook to advocate for our patients at that national level as well. And being part of a national organization for your specialty is so important. I completely agree with that. You know, as we wrap up here, we're getting down towards the end. I think I'll just close with maybe each of you coming up with a brief comment about, and we'll start with you, Barbara. What do you think? What is your hope for the future of home health care nursing?
Well, my hope is that we can expand very easily, do a great job in the home health that we know today, but expand well into transitions and well into what I'll call high-risk care management, which is outside what we traditionally call home health right now. But I think that these segments will slowly disappear, and what we'll do in what we now call home health will be much more patient-centric, and will have to do with taking care of patients in their homes, in assisted living facilities, and very importantly, in all of the transitions they have to make. The other thing I would like to say before we end is, for those thinking about nursing, is we really need to increase our diversity in nursing. As our country's diversity, especially myself being out here in Northern California, we really need more men in nursing, and we need significantly more diversity, ethnic diversity in nursing. When I say we need that, really who needs it is the patients and the families need it.
Absolutely. They need it. They need nurses from all cultures to be able to help patients to understand and to get better. By 2018, the employment for home health nurses, they predict that's going to grow by 33%. And what my hope is that we'll have engaged professionals who are out in our communities doing the primary work of health care. That'll be home care and hospice, and that those engaged professionals will love what they do, because most of the home care and hospice nurses that I know, at the very base of it, at the very bottom of it, they love what they do. Now we have to engage them to help them to be able to talk about that and share that and engage other professionals to come join us in this home care and hospice journey.
Make sure you check out the entire February 2015 issue of Nursing Notes, where we look at what it's like to be a home health nurse. You can read the entire issue on www.discovernursing.com. And don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, where I sit down with our get-to-know nurse, Greg Burns, of Home Health Visiting Nurses of Southern Maine. He's focused on pediatrics and parent education for infants who are able to leave the hospital but deal with developmental obstacles. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.